Welcome, everyone. I am so excited because I have Yulia Chernikovskaya today with me. She is the co-founder of the NeuroBox. It's a subscription box that helps you create and maintain a sharp brain and a centered mind. In addition to that, she also helps wellness coaches with their marketing and sales so that they can become the go-to coach in their field. Yulia is also an NLP practitioner, an energy healer, a yoga teacher, and a brain nerd. So welcome, Yulia.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. I'm like so honored to be here. Thank you.
And I'm so happy that we get to do this because I do want to share your story because, you know, I mean, we've been in a mastermind together and I know the struggles that we all go through about, you know, what should I be doing? What is my purpose? And then when you find finally what you want to do, you know, and so I really want to share that story with people. So let's just dive right in. And first question I want to ask you is, because I don't know that actually, is how did you become an entrepreneur? Have you always been in your heart? Were you in a corporate world? How did that even happen?
Yeah, so the first thing happened is before I even finished high school, I did like an internship 3 years in a row working in an office. So I realized before I even started college that I don't want to work in an office.
Okay.
But then I went to school and like, you know, I was like back in my mind, like that's what you're supposed to do, right? Is like go to school, get a job. But luckily, a blessing and a curse happened because the year I finished undergrad, the economy crashed. So like literally there was no jobs on the market that were like good. And so issues. And I started studying nutrition like crazy. And long story short, became a health coach online because I just wanted to A, share all the amazing things that I had learned, and B, all the other jobs out there sucked. So I was kind of thrown into entrepreneurship.
Okay, awesome. And I'm assuming the job that, I mean, what you're doing right now, and I know this because I know the NeuroBox is, you know, really, really new. You've had some, you know, different experiences, I want to say, in your entrepreneurship, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely been a ride. So I went into entrepreneurship really not knowing what I was doing at all. So I thought, hey, like if I just know a bunch of information that people are just going to come and give me their money. So I had to learn the really hard way, like marketing and sales through like a long time of not making money, you know, working odd jobs and bartending while I was trying to build up my online business. And then it got to a point where I realized that I had actually built the wrong business for me. And the reason why is because it was creating actually an eating disorder with me, like just talking about food all the time with people. I started to feel like I had to be perfect. And so it was killing my lifestyle, like my life. And after that, I actually got a job for like 5 months, hated it, went back and started teaching about marketing and sales. So different type of business that fit me better. And now that's all built out and we're expanding into e-commerce because ultimately that is, you know, our business is evolving and ultimately that is the lifestyle that I want to live is having e-commerce and not trading dollars for hours. Because as a service-based entrepreneur, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so that is awesome because that I think that's really the key for people that are either getting started or that are struggling right now is that you have to go through these steps. Like it's not easy. It's a marathon. And sometimes it's in those steps that you really find out what you don't want to do. A lot of the times people don't do stuff because they're not sure. Right? There is only one way to find out. You have to try, right?
Exactly. It's like the thing you think you want to do, you do it and you're like, oh my God, I hate this. And then it can be the other way around where it's like the thing that you were like, I don't really know. Like for me, like e-commerce is something I always swore off. I was like, I don't think I'll ever like that. And now I'm like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. So literally until you try, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of my mentors was telling me, if it makes you like almost sick, but it also makes you excited, then maybe you want to try it because you have to get out of your comfort zone. It's never going to be easy. But the feeling you get when you get to the other side, that's the part that is amazing. That's going to make you want to do even more, right?
Absolutely. Growth is never comfortable. If you're comfortable, I can promise you, you're not growing and you're not getting to where you want to be.
Exactly. Exactly. So I know you also have this coaching business, right? You're coaching wellness coaches. Yeah. So can you share with us, because I think the Neurobox, if I'm not mistaken, you are doing this with your partner, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's kind of like incorporating your lifestyle with your business. I mean, it's like a conscious decision to say, you know, we are, you know, as a family, you know, basically starting a business. So can you share a bit how the structure, like the marketing model of the Neurobox, and why you chose this model and how it's going to help you to get that lifestyle? Because I know, like, you're like a funny person. I mean, you're very energetic and always positive, always smiling. And if there is something you don't like to do, you are not going to do it, right?
Even if
people tell you that you should, you say no. And then eventually you'll say, yes, I'm going to do it now, but only now because I decide I want to.
That is very true.
Which is exactly what working on your own terms is. And that's the freedom that we give ourselves, right? So if you can share more about the Neurobox model structure and why it works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, as far as my coaching business, it was a completely different lifestyle. So I want to just talk a little bit about the differences in the lifestyle. So
absolutely.
You know, with coaching, you really are trading dollars for hours, right? Because God forbid I get sick or I want to take a vacation. If I'm not there to coach my clients, like, I'm not getting paid. Of course, you know, you can scale and have digital products, which I do have. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to you and you being your own brand, right? You being there and you being the brand. With Neurobox, it's a completely different lifestyle because it's a subscription box. So we are not we are creating a brand, but we are not creating any products. We are using products that already exist in the marketplace, and we are curating them in a way that, you know, we're just sharing stuff that we love. And actually, the reason why Neurobox was created in the first place was because of our lifestyle, because we were like, okay, we want something that's going to challenge and stimulate our minds every single month without feeling like we have to like learn a new language every month or learn, you know, X, Y, and Z every month to keep our brain stimulated. And that's how the idea for Neurobox was born. But then actually, like, the lifestyle of the box is awesome because it's not dependent on me being there 24/7. It's like I can talk to distributors, right, at my leisure. And then the box scales, like the business scales without us having to be there all the time. If I want to take a vacation, I'm not leaving anybody hanging to dry. The business still runs. So in terms of like day in and day out, it's really great because I actually do feel more freedom having a more scaled business, whether it's, you know, physical or digital. When you have that scale, it changes your lifestyle completely. And so that's one of the most exciting things about it, in addition to just, you know, learning about all these different brands. But that's, you know, a little bit of a different conversation. But in terms of lifestyle, we absolutely love that we can literally work when we want without any time bounds.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think for you, because also it's not your first business idea, you also know that, like, from the beginning, you set your own rules. So it's not like because it's a brand new business, you have to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year, right? You choose, you put your own rules, and that's where you have your freedom of doing whatever else you want to do. And I think that's one of the mistakes that people do when they get started, is they have the idea, and until they make money, they just hustle and hustle and hustle and hustle. And it's a marathon, right? So if you do that, you can get overwhelmed and burned out because you're always going to be chasing something. So, right, if there is something we learn, it's that we have to pace ourselves and have these rules, this structure.
Yes, I learned this the hard way as someone who's been burnt out 4 times. You know, there's 2 things, right? You have to run your business before your business runs you. That definitely happened to me with the coaching business because I just didn't know, like you said, I didn't know necessarily what it was going to look like. So I was just following the money. Like, what am I going to do right now that's going to make me more money? And it ended up costing me my health and my sanity. And so you have to know yourself and how you work. So I think hustling is important, but I think there needs to be a healthy hustle. For example, like one thing that I love talking about is planning your days around your peak performance hours. So for me, I am more of a night owl now. So I know that if I wake up early and I'm like, okay, I'm going to work for like 4 hours in the morning, that I'm going to work, but not as much work is going to get done versus if I work just a couple hours at night when I'm, you know, at my most peak performance, I can work less, get more done at better quality. So I think that's really important when you're hustling, like follow the money, whatever, but do it in a way that's healthy for you. Because I love this quote by Tim Ferriss. There's a difference between being busy and being productive.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. I totally agree with you. I mean, that's working smarter, not harder, right? It's knowing where you are performing. It's not having to work all the time. And you know, like, I mean, I love what you said about like, you have to find out what works for you. I remember one of these programs that we purchased early on, and it was super expensive. I think like $5,000 or $6,000 for us at the beginning. When you're not making money, that's a ton. The first thing they asked to do said, you have to wake up early and you have to exercise. And I stopped right there. I'm like, sorry, I'm not a morning person. It ain't gonna happen. And I'm and it made me feel like a loser. But basically, if you can't do that, you're not going to get anything done. And I don't think it's true. I know that if you exercise and if you move, you're going to get more done. I get that. And now we exercise. But I exercise at night. I mean, it's 8 p.m. right now. I'm going to be running after that. It's going to be night. I'm going to have my nightlight, but that's okay because that's the time that I like to do the stuff. Some people will say you have to do it in the morning. For me, it's not working. So it's finding that. It's finding what works for you, I think, is super important.
Absolutely. It's like there's not one way to build a business. There's not one way to hustle. You're actually going to be doing the wrong thing if you take somebody else's. Because if you were like, okay, Natalie, I'm going to use my willpower. I am just going to force myself to wake up and work out, when that is not how you work best, you're not doing anybody a favor and you're just hurting yourself. So, but it takes time to find that, right? It takes time of trying this and trying that and trying this. Like, you know, same with your business. You know, you can try doing coaching, realize, you know what, that doesn't really work with my lifestyle. How can I evolve this to make it fit? And maybe that means turning it into a membership site and putting your content in a scalable way. Maybe that means doing group coaching programs where you have to be present for 6 weeks and then, you know, or like launching, and then you can have a month off. Right? You really have to figure that out. But the way to do that is by trying.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that trial and errors is how we learn the best. And I mean, and that's one of the things that really struck with me, like when we were in the mastermind, and like there was a whole bunch of things that you say, oh, I'm so excited, I'm doing this. And then the time after that, say, you know what? I'm not feeling it. And I'm like, I think it's exactly, I mean, it could be seen from the outside, like, well, she keeps changing her mind. No. She's trying to find exactly what she wants to do with her life. And you have to try things. And if things fail, that's not an actual failure. That's you learning one thing that for sure you know you don't want to do.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, with the subscription box business, for example, I will never want that lifestyle. I don't want to talk to distributors. I don't want to negotiate. I don't want to do any of that shit. But now I'm like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. Even though people were talking me out of it too and saying like, no, you're so stupid. Like, don't go into products business. You know, I love Danielle Laporte's book where she's like, your only guru is you. It doesn't matter if the most psychic, the most business savvy person, you know, told you to do X, Y, and Z. At the end of the day, the final decision is yours. And if it doesn't feel good to you, it's not going to feel good to anybody else, especially if you're the face of your business.
Absolutely. And I think there is also a time factor. Sometimes people are just not ready. You know, it's a mindset issue. It could be the next step, but it's not yet. I mean, I know I have ideas of things I want to do. I know mentally I'm not prepared. I don't feel capable. I probably have the skills, but I don't have like I still have the mental blocks about who am I, you know, to want to do this type of thing. And maybe probably I will do it at some point, but I'm just not ready right now. And at least I'm aware of that. So there is also a time things where, you know, things are meant to happen. And even though ideas have a life shelf, it's also good to just say, you know, I can come back to it. Maybe later it will make more sense. So
absolutely. I love that. And I think as an entrepreneur, that's like our greatest gift, but could also be our greatest curse, is like having all of these ideas. So it's like storing all of them and knowing, you know what, this is a great idea, but it doesn't mean I have to act on it now. I can act on it later on when I'm ready. I think is like one of the most important things you can do to keep your ideas and sanity alive in business.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, we are great starters, we are terrible finishers. So doing something and finishing it, even to find out that if it's not going to be what you want to do, but I mean, at least go all the way so that you can have the full experience and you can learn from it. I mean, you know, and I'm not a multi-passionate person, so I'm not like, I don't have like thousands of ideas. That's just not me. But I know people that are, and it's really hard for them to get focused because they want to do this and that and this and that. And like you said, it's just pick one thing and just do it, you know, really well, and just go all the way to find out if, because you've got to fail fast. So you've got to do it, not be afraid of failing, basically.
Totally. And slow failure is the worst thing of all. Like, yeah. Just take action, fail quickly, and decide. And it's, so, I think, equally as important to know what you want and what you don't want. And when you're building a business that is in alignment with your lifestyle versus working for your business and being the employee of your business, it's equally as important to know what you don't want, because if you keep doing what you don't want, you're gonna burn the fuck out very quickly, and then you have no business.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's one thing I'm really struggling with is Olivia keeps asking me, what do you want to do? What do you really want to do? And I'm like, I can't answer that question. I'm just too much inside what I do. And I want to answer, well, I have to try a whole bunch of things to really find out, because I don't know what I want to do until I actually do it to find out. And I think that's okay. You just don't want to try 100 things at the same time, because you need to give, you know, an idea of, you know, real chance to actually work, right?
Totally. 100%. I applaud the people who just know what they want, because you know what? Sometimes, again, you'll be surprised at what you end up loving when you otherwise wouldn't.
Absolutely. And I think that it's by trying that you're going to figure out. I mean, like you said, if people had told you 6 months ago about the Neuro Box, you would have said, no way, I'm not selling, you know, physical products. I'm not doing this, you know. But this is your experience that led you to that. So I think that's a big lesson there, is that just to take action, right? Just take action and see where it leads you, because your first idea, the chances are that of it being your ultimate business, slim to none, right? Things are going to evolve. You're going to realize that you are attracting different people that you thought you were wanted to attract, right? So you have to let that happen. Just be yourself, be authentic, share what you want to share, and then see what comes up. And then find out what these people need that you can offer to them. And I think that's the best way when you don't know what you want to do, is to mix that, you know, what you know how to do and what people want and are willing to pay for.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you use the word evolve, because I think so many people fear change because they're like, oh, I seem like I'm flaky. I seem like I'm undecided. I feel like I'm changing my mind all the time. But the truth is, you're just growing and evolving. And it's not ever going to be comfortable. But that's one thing, like, you know, because we're talking about like failing and we're talking about trying things out. And a lot of people really are afraid to do that. And I, like, even in our mastermind, I was like self-conscious about talking about all the different stuff I was trying out, because I'm like, oh my God, these people are going to think I'm crazy. But the truth is, like, this is just part of being a human being and how cool it is to be an entrepreneur where you are the boss and you can give yourself that space to evolve and to try out new things, right? Because again, you know, I feel like being an entrepreneur and being your own boss and being self-employed are two very different things. And if you let your business run you and you don't take control of it and say, yes, that feels good. No, that doesn't feel good. Yes, I'm going to try that. No, you know, this is not for me. You are always going to be self-employed. And what the hell is the point of starting a business in the first place if it doesn't work for you?
Exactly. If you just create your own job, you know, you're on your own bus, but it's your own job, then what is the point, basically? So I think that one thing that also people might not realize that I really am trying, you know, within these interviews for people to see is that when you know, successful people have, you know, successful launches or successful products, how many unsuccessful stuff, how many things they failed at that we don't see. And, you know, I've worked on several, you know, with several people that have, you know, big launches to things. I can tell you it's chaos in there. It's chaos. Let's try this. Let's try that. It's, they are trying a lot of things, but they are doing it the smart way. They do one thing, they see something, oh, they stop that, they go another one. They don't do like too many different, but they fail fast, right? So I think that's the key. We only see the tip of the iceberg, the success, but there is all the hard work below to refine the product, to, you know, get feedbacks, to make it successful. It's not, there is no overnight, you know, success.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that you're talking about this, because I feel like, you know, we see so many of people's highlight reels and so many of the successful things. And I think it can be easy to think, well, you know, that person, they just have really great ideas. Like, they just figured it out. They got it. Like, I don't have that. I don't have this genius business gene in me that's going to help me, you know, so I'm just not going to try. Like, I tried something, it didn't work so well, I'm not going to try. The difference between the people who are successful in their business and people who aren't is literally lots of failure and lots of crying and figuring it out, because you're never going to get it the first time. Like, let's think about, let's think about sports, right? So like basketball, no one is born like knowing how to shoot the ball, and I don't know the terminology, like make it in the hoop, right? Like, it literally takes practice, failing, and then maybe during the game you'll get one shot in.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with business. Like, why is it that we think with business you come out here and you're like this business unicorn, or you're not? No, it's trying, and maybe one time you'll shoot the ball and you'll land it and everyone's going to celebrate and totally forget about all of the practice and the failure that you did, even though without that, you would have never been able to make that slam dunk.
Yeah. And you know, the way we can totally see this is that people that are actually consistent and, you know, like don't have that mental block and they just keep going and try, they could sell you anything. They could sell you anything, you know? I mean, there are people that selling stuff that are really not good, and we know when they make money, and that's what it is. And then on the other end, you have people that have amazing ideas and they will never see the light of day because they don't do that. They have this fear of failing, of trying. They have this overwhelm. They feel alone. Well, you don't have to feel alone right now, right? With the technology we have, you could be surrounded by people, especially if you're in the US or Canada or whatever, me in the middle of nowhere in France, it's a bit harder, but even though there are people, you know, but I still, you know, keep, you know, this network of people, because that's also a big accelerator, right? I mean, you know, because, you know, you also have networks, and, you know, you have circles around you that lift you up and, you know, basically help you and support you, and you support them as well. And I think that's critical, because we all doubt ourselves, right? We are our own enemies. So,
Absolutely. And I think another thing to keep in mind when you have this like fear of failure or fear of putting yourself out there, like what always helps me too is just like thinking about the person who we are serving. Like when it doesn't become about you anymore and it becomes about them, yeah. right? That's when we can really step up and get out of the ego and get out of the self-doubt. And put ourselves out there and say, you know what, I have to share this because this is so important that these people get this information, right? Because I'm sure whatever business it is that you have, it came from somewhere where you were struggling in the past for the most part, right? Like yes. I know for me, I was struggling with health. I fixed it. Then I was teaching people. And if I let my fear and doubt hold me back, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. I would have never helped people with their health. I would have never gotten to the point where I could evolve to be where I am today. So think about who is it that you're helping. Get that support that's going to help you, you know, push yourself over the edge and actually get there so that you can fail until you succeed. That's just how it works.
Exactly. I think part of being successful and then growing your business is just wanting to help more and more people. That's all it comes down to. When you look at it this way, when you are stressed about, should I send this email to my list? Should I post this? Just think about what will happen if I post. Is it going to help someone get closer to their goal or to their result? If it does, then it's a service that you're giving them. You're like basically helping people, right? So when you look at it this way, then everything becomes, I think, a much easier. You don't feel as salesy. Like, you know, people say like, it's like, if you owe it to yourself to share what you know to people that actually need it. And when you look at it this way, then if you are pissing people off on your list and they opt out, well, that means that they were not the right people in the first place, right? So it's okay. So I think that exactly. That's critical, and it's putting a lot less pressure on your shoulder. I mean, for me, when I hated marketing at the beginning, I hated marketing and sales. And when we started our business, we were doing like software and we were like hiding, like, oh, our software is going to be so cool that everybody's going to want it. Of course, nobody knew about it. Nobody wanted it, right? And I hated, resisted marketing for so long until we realized, and that's through coaching, you know, and networking, that you have to embrace it. It's not the enemy. It's your friend. This is the vehicle that's going to allow you to share your stuff. Otherwise, you just have cool stuff, but nobody to put it in front of, right? So...
Exactly. You can have, this was me in the beginning. You can have cool stuff, cool information all day long, but if nobody knows about it, it's literally not making a difference at all. And I actually think, and maybe this is a little bit harsh, but I always say, if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't send that email to your list, it is selfish. Because if you have something within you that can help somebody else and you don't share it, like, shame on you. That is the most selfish thing that you can do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's a shift that people need to have happen. And then when that happens, I've seen it happens on people. It's happened on us. It's really unlocking. And it's really, you have to allow yourself to do all this stuff. And I know it's hard. At the beginning, we do a business to make money, right? We have to pay the bills. We have kids to put to school. I mean, we have things to do, right? But it's, if we can distance ourselves from the money for a minute and just being a place of service where you actually focus on helping more people, how can I help more people? Then what you're providing is good, then the money will come if you do it, you know, in a strategic way, of course, right?
Awesome. Absolutely. If you do good work, people will come.
Absolutely. And it's being consistent, of course. You have to be consistent in what you do. You have to show up, right? In your business. You have to show up. Okay. So can you share with us more about the Neurobox? Actually, just before people can find out more, before we share the link, can you tell us more a bit about who it is for and how it's actually working, an example of what could be inside? Because I think you've mentioned it to me, but I'd like you to share that if you can.
Yeah. So we are approaching brain health from a completely holistic perspective. And so what we say is this box will help you create a sharp brain and a focused mind. The problem that we saw in the market, it was that there were a lot of products that helped with, you know, just the mindfulness or the creativity aspect, or just the, you know, nourishment and supplement aspect, or just the, you know, brain training aspects. But our brain is not just these little parts, right? It all works together. So within the box, what you basically get is every month you're going to get something that's going to help you with mindfulness, that's going to help promote creativity, that's going to help, you know, de-stress, because a stressed brain is not going to function at its optimal level. So things like creativity is in the box, mindfulness in the box. So for example, a gratitude journal is something that is so helpful, because if you're practicing gratitude every single day, it literally changes your brain. The other things we have in the box is we have tools that help with productivity and also things that are going to stimulate your brain. So every single month, you are going to get a new challenge, a new brain teaser of some sort. So some sort of puzzle so that you have new stimulation so that you can keep your brain sharp without, again, having to learn like a new language or, you know, do some new intensive training every month. You literally just have to solve a new puzzle. And study shows new challenges helps your brain benefit. And in addition to that, we also have our nourishment element. So every single month you get, you know, a snack or maybe a supplement that have ingredients that help support cognitive function, from helping your memory or helping focus, or helping even promote creativity and energy. So within the box, so it's kind of, you know, you get all elements of that brain health. You get the mindfulness, the stimulation, as well as the nourishment that's going to really help your brain perform at an optimal level. And your brain is your lifestyle, right? Like, it should be part of your lifestyle to take care of your most important organ. And so that's why we created it in a monthly subscription format, so that every single month you have something that's going to support your brain right at your fingertips, that you don't have to search for, that has been curated to give you the most benefits. So that was kind of the inspiration behind it. And that's why we created it, because it's something that honestly we wanted for ourselves.
Awesome. So how can people can find out about that? So I think you've sent me a link. It's a bit.ly link. So I'm just going to say it and I will put it below. It's bit.ly/inevitable success. Correct? Yeah.
So that is actually a free training you can go to, and that the bit.ly/inevitable success is a free training that's going to teach you how to achieve any goal you want, whether it's for your business, your health, your wellness. This training is going to help you get there. Awesome. If you want to learn more about the NeuroBox, you can head on over to theneurobox.com. Okay. It's theneurobox.com.
Okay, cool. I'll put a link as well below the video so that people can check it out. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Julia. It was great catching up with you and finding out more about the NeuroBox. I'm glad to hear that you're still really excited about the box, because last time it was just the beginning of an idea, and I see that it's growing definitely and it's going strong. So awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And I'll see you next time. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Okay.